Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Green Diamond Resource Company is announcing that it's getting out of the redwood lumber business. Green Diamond will transition its subsidiary, California Redwood Company, out of the lumber business, but will process the remaining logs for customers. Green Diamond will no longer process logs into lumber, but will continue to supply redwood logs to other mills for processing. Vice President Neil Ewald said the company will focus on providing quality redwood logs for mills, as it has done for 60 years. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills has plans to change the way his department polices the city, and he wants public input to help guide the process. Mills will implement a strategy known as geographical policing by splitting the city into two sectors, with each under the command of a captain. The department will host three public meetings this month to gather that input, with the first scheduled for Monday, May 12th at the Wharfinger Building. Other meetings will follow on the 14th and 19th. For more information, contact the police department. The CHP is investigating a fatal traffic collision on State Route 162 that claimed the life of a 60-year-old resident of Covelo and sent two others to the hospital with injuries. The driver, 40-year-old Shannon White, lost control of the vehicle while headed westbound. The car hit a berm and then tumbled down an embankment into the bed of the Eel River, where it came to rest on its roof. The deceased was sitting in the right rear passenger seat and suffered fatal injuries, while White and the front seat passenger suffered minor and moderate injuries and were taken to Santa Rosa Hospital. The cause remains under investigation, and impairment does not appear to have played a role. Sheriff's deputies arrested 48-year-old Edersburg resident LaDonna Delara on Tuesday after receiving a call about an assault with a firearm committed against a 74-year-old man, Delara's father. When deputies reached the residence on Harrow Drive, they contacted Delara, who told deputies she had fired a shot into the ceiling when her father started walking menacingly toward her, and that she then hit him several times with a .357 handgun along with her hands and feet. Deputies found the victim at a neighbor's house, and he exhibited signs of injuries, and Delara was arrested and booked into the jail for assault with a firearm. And sheriff's deputies responded to a private property near Orleans on Tuesday after two Karuk tribal members reported a man was growing marijuana at ceremonial dance grounds. The tribal members had detained the man until deputies arrived, and after deputies interviewed the suspect, who claimed he was growing for medical use, they searched the area. Deputies confiscated more than 600 growing plants, and the suspect was ordered to begin cleaning up of the area. The grow was located on private property owned by an absentee landlord, but the Karuk tribe had permission to use the site for its ceremonial dances. Deputies will seek a warrant for the suspect on cultivation and trespassing charges. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Working for Caltrans can be a dangerous business, and today the state agency set aside time to honor Caltrans workers who have died in the line of duty. The agency had a memorial vigil today in Sacramento. Last year, two Caltrans workers were killed while working on a rock slide west of Yreka on Route 196. Another Caltrans worker was riding his motorcycle to the memorial service last year, was struck and killed. 183 Caltrans workers have been killed on the job. The agency said that highway construction is one of the most dangerous occupations in the country. More than 1,000 Caltrans vehicles have been hit by other vehicles. Motorists are at risk, too, with nearly 90% of people killed in highway work zones being drivers or passengers in vehicles in rear-end collisions or accidents involving distracted driving. In other words, they were killed during the process of craning their necks to see what was going on with Caltrans. Lesson learned. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.